Chapter 19. If Foggy had a pet hate, it was fun-loving individuals. Or rather, law professors who prided themselves on their sense of fun, but really possessed a single-headed talent for making every single student in the vicinity wish for invisibility. Despite what Professor Johnson thought, icebreakers were not a fun way to start the semester. Icebreakers were awkward and excruciating, and Foggy dreaded the whole activity before it even started. Considering the professor's first move was to separate him from Matt and pair him with Jerry McLeod, Foggy didn't think his dread was unreasonable in the circumstances. He sighed as he reluctantly joined Jerry, who didn't look at him, but kept his attention fixed on his phone. Foggy hovered awkwardly in front of Jerry's desk, his gaze drifting, automatically zeroing in on Matt, who had been partnered with an older student who was doing postgraduate work under Professor Johnson's supervision. She also helped tutor other students occasionally. Everyone said she was really sounding out future associates for her fledgling law firm, but Foggy couldn't blame her for that. Jerry Hogarth wasn't an idiot. He sighed and looked at his Jerry, deciding that he'd much prefer Matt's. He and Jerry hadn't really spoken since the whole accidental punching incident. He caught Marcy pulling a face at him and Jerry and rolled his eyes before glancing at the screen which usually had the main points of the lecture on it. Today it held a list of icebreaker questions that Foggy doubted he'd be using considering Jerry was actively ignoring him. Matt wasn't paying attention to the icebreaker questions either, which was interesting. Not that he could see them anyway, but he could snap a picture of the board and have his phone read the questions to him. Foggy had seen him do that during lectures before. But today, Matt's phone stayed in his pocket. Foggy suspected that Matt's enthusiasm level matched his own, hence his lack of effort when it came to finding out what the questions were. He glanced from Matt to Hogarth, who was scrutinizing the list of questions with a slight frown, as though she didn't approve of icebreakers either. Foggy glanced back at Jerry, who didn't acknowledge him at all. He sighed and tried to edge closer to Matt and Hogarth without Jerry noticing, which wasn't exactly difficult. He just wanted to hear what they were saying, he told himself. He was nosy like that. Sunrise or sunset? He heard Hogarth ask as he edged nearer. That's a shitty question. Forget it. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Oh my god, who wrote this crap? Jesus, I'm sorry, Murdoch. I swear, I am trying here. Foggy snorted and bit back a grin, deciding on the spot that he liked Jerry Hogarth. She had a bluntness to her that was refreshing in the face of Matt's persistent politeness. His roommate's expression was unreadable behind his red-tinted glasses, and Foggy couldn't quite help watching him, finding himself curious as to Matt's answers to some of these questions. What's your most used... Do you even use emojis on your phone? Hogarth asked, her expression doubtful. Not really, Matt mumbled, shifting uncomfortably, cane in hand. Okay, Hogarth said, continuing with the icebreaker questions, undeterred by Matt's awkwardness. What book have you read that you'd say changed your life the most? That's just terribly phrased, never mind. Hobbies? God, we study law. Who has time for hobbies? Time's up, Professor Johnson called before Matt could answer. Return to your seats. Foggy cast a guilty glance at Jerry, not having tried to ask him a single question. But Jerry hadn't tried to ask him any questions either, he reasoned, deciding that he didn't care. He took a step back towards his desk, freezing when Matt spoke, his quiet voice carrying across the room. Hogarth, Matt said, calling after her. The book that changed my life? Thurgood Marshall, Supreme Justice. You should give it a read. Thanks, Murdoch, Hogarth replied, her smile genuine. Foggy made a mental note to add Thurgood Marshall to his reading list as he returned to his seat. That little detail was a personal one that Matt hadn't shared before. It was probably important. He didn't ask Matt about it as his roommate took a seat beside him, though. He just turned his attention to the research topics Professor Johnson was recommending for the upcoming paper. It was almost 2 hours before the lecture wound down and he was allowed to escape into the hallway for a lunch break. Foggy had missed breakfast, so he was hungrier than usual as he waited for Matt, who had wanted to ask the lecturer a few follow-up questions on his own. When his roommate joined him 10 minutes later, Foggy sighed with relief and pushed away from the wall he'd been leaning against. "Please tell me we don't ever have to do that again," Foggy said with a dramatic groan. "What, go to lectures? I think it's an expectation at this point," Matt remarked with a teasing smile. "No, do icebreakers," Foggy clarified with a shudder. "That was horrible. If I wanted to talk to people, I'd just go on social media." Matt gave an amused hum but didn't reply, too focused on managing the cane in a crowded hallway. It always intrigued Foggy the way some people responded to the cane, some freezing in place, others leaping out of Matt's path, and a select few, completely oblivious to Matt's need for space to safely navigate the campus. "So do you have any hobbies, I mean?" Foggy added as he and Matt made their way to the cafeteria for lunch. "You know, for a guy who's so set on boundaries, you don't mind eavesdropping, do you?" Matt asked, the amusement in his tone tempering the sense of embarrassment Foggy felt. "Sorry, but seriously, do you have any hobbies?" Foggy muttered, persisting despite the weary shake of Matt's head. His reluctance to answer the question only piqued Foggy's interest. Matt wasn't his definition of an open book, and it wasn't that he never asked Matt's questions, but more that Matt rarely answered anything he didn't want to. What Matt would be like on a witness stand, Foggy didn't like to think. The word hostile came to mind. "I have hobbies," Matt said, his tone politely incredulous. "Reading textbooks doesn't count," Foggy declared, giving him a look on principle. "I have hobbies, Foggy. Don't look at me like that," Matt muttered, his tone irritable. "Like what? I'm not looking at you like anything," Foggy exclaimed, watching Matt's lips tighten, always a danger sign. How Matt could tell when he was giving him a look, he didn't know. Maybe Matt just knew him well. He wished he could say the same. The man was as much of a mystery as ever, despite confiding in Foggy about his heightened senses. Matt didn't exactly go into detail about that, and Foggy didn't know the right questions to ask anyway. "It's right there in your tone," Matt observed, his own tone a little sharper than Foggy was accustomed to. "You think I don't know what most people think? That people like me just sit inside listening to the radio all day? I have hobbies. I have a life." "I know you do. I live with you," Foggy reminded him. "I just wondered if there's anything you do for fun." "Well, it's like Hogarth said. We study law. Who has time for hobbies?" Matt muttered as he and Foggy entered the cafeteria. Matt made for their usual table, positioned in a quiet corner against the back wall, and Foggy slowed his pace, frowning. It was only then that he realized Matt's hobbies had come to a standstill months ago. Matt hadn't gone out to the gym, or mass, or anything else on his own since Thick's attack on him. He sighed and moved to set his bag down on the vacant chair at Matt's table. "Hey Matt, do you want to do something this weekend? Go out, I mean?" Foggy asked, his frown deepening. "To do what?" Matt muttered, his expression doubtful. "I don't know. Something fun," Foggy said, shrugging his shoulders. His stomach grumbled and he stifled a groan. The smell of buffalo wings at the next table was making him even hungrier. He really needed to work on being more organized in the mornings, he decided, eyeing the long queue at the counter with a sigh. Lunch was going to be a long time coming. There's a party on Friday night at the Greek consulate. We could go, Matt suggested, surprising him. How do you even know about that? I thought those embassy parties were kept hush-hush, invitation only, Foggy muttered, but Matt just smirked. There was something dangerous about that smug little smile. It was completely unapologetic, and Foggy liked it a lot. He shook his head at Matt and slipped his wallet out of his bag. He needed food. He couldn't tolerate bad ideas on an empty stomach. "Can you say I eavesdrop?" Foggy muttered with a rueful smile. There will be a few lawyers at that party. It seems like a good way to make a few connections, especially since we're both enrolled in legal clinic this semester. We'll need someone to give us a work placement, Matt reminded him, making several good points that Foggy couldn't argue with. Are we gatecrashing this party? Foggy asked, glancing around nervously. Is that a problem? Matt replied, leaning back in his chair and cocking his head at him. And then Matt smiled that devil's smile that told Foggy he was headed for serious trouble. The problem with that smile was that Foggy could never say no to it. He knew, right then and there, that he was going to live to regret it. End chapter 19.